إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الحمد لله، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless the editor of Arab Times for publishing the khutbah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم on the advent of Ramadan on the first day that Ramadan started here. I just want to read the khutbah here without any comments. I think it's self-explanatory. But it's important for us to listen to that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the translation of which is as follows. O people, the month of Allah, Ramadan, has come with its mercies, blessings and forgiveness. Allah has decreed this month the best of all months. The days of this month are the best among the days, and the nights are the best among the nights, and the hours during Ramadan are the best among the hours. This is a month in which you have been invited by Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, to fast and pray. Allah has honored you in it. In every breath you take is a reward of Allah. Your sleep is worship, your good deeds are accepted, and your du'as are answered. Therefore, you must make du'a to your Rabb in all earnestness, with hearts free from sin and evil, and pray that Allah may help you to keep fast and to recite the Qur'an. Indeed, miserable is the one who is deprived of Allah's forgiveness in this great month. While fasting, remember the hunger and thirst on the day of judgment. Give alms and charity to the poor and needy. Pay respect to your elders. Have sympathy for your youngsters and be kind towards your relatives and kinsmen. Guard your tongue against unworthy words and your eyes from scenes that are not worth seeing and forbidden, and your ears from sounds that should not be heard. Be kind to orphans, so that if your children may become orphans, they will also be treated with kindness. Do repent to Allah for your sins and supplicate and dua with raised hands at the times of Salah, as these are the best times during which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu looks at His slaves with mercy. Allah answers if they make dua, if they supplicate. He responds if they call. He grants if He is asked. And He accepts if they entreat. O people, you have made your conscience the slave of your desires. Make it free by asking Allah for forgiveness. Your back may break from the heavy load of your sins. So prostrate yourself, make sujood before Allah for long periods, and make this load lighter. Understand fully that Allah has promised in His honor and majesty that people who establish salah and sujood will be guarded from the hellfire on the day of judgment. O people, if anyone amongst you arranges for iftar for any believer, Allah will reward him as if he has freed a slave, and Allah will forgive him his sins. A companion, a sahabi, asked, but not all of us have means to do so, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, keep yourself away from the hellfire, though it may consist of half a date, or even some water if you have nothing else. O people, anyone who during this month cultivates good manners will walk over the Sirat to Jannah on the day when feet will tend to slip. For anyone who during this month eases the workload of his servants, Allah will make easy his accounting. And for anyone who doesn't hurt others during this month, Allah will safeguard him from his wrath on the day of judgment. Anyone who respects and treats an orphan with kindness during this month, Allah shall look at him with kindness on that day of judgment. Anyone who treats his kinsman well during this month, Allah will bestow His mercy on him on the day when anyone who mistreats his kinsman during this month, Allah will keep away from his mercy. Whomever offers the recommended salawat during this month, whoever offers the fard prayers during this month, Allah will save him from Jahannam. And whoever observes his obligations during this month, his reward will be 70 times the reward during other months. Whoever repeatedly makes dua to Allah and whoever repeatedly sends salam on me, Allah will keep his scale of good deeds heavy, while the scales of others will be tending to lightness. Whosoever recites during this month one ayah of the Qur'an will get the reward of reciting the whole Qur'an in other months. O people, The gates of Jannah remain open during this month. Pray to your Rabb that they may not be closed for you. While the gates of Jahannam are closed, pray to your Rabb that they never open for you. Shaitan has been chained. Make dua, invoke your Rabb not to let him dominate you. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, what are the best deeds during this month? And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, O Abu Hassan, the best of deeds during this month is to be far from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take note of this khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to try to implement it, look at it individually, point by point, and try to implement it in our lives. I just look at this one simple thing. A trend in this entire khutbah that I notice is that almost the entire khutbah is about other people. It's about behavior, it's about manners, it's about being kind to servants, it's about being kind to orphans, it's about being kind to the weak, it's about charity, it's about giving, giving, giving. There is obviously mentioned in this khutbah about personal ibadat, but much more emphasis is on the collective. Much more emphasis is on creating a society and creating an environment that is pious and that is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be kind to orphans so that if your children may become orphans, they will also be treated with kindness. How will that happen in a society which where the tendency is to treat orphans like outcasts? It can only happen in a society where people treat orphans like their own children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people who during this month cultivates good manners will walk over the sirat on the day when feet will tend to slip. What are our manners like? Seriously, we have to ask ourselves these questions. What are my manners like? Subhanallah, we have the manners of donkeys and mules. We don't even have the manners of human beings, right? We behave like donkeys and mules. One of the biggest problems, and we see this all over the world, even here in Kuwait, when we go for Salah, one of the things that really hits you is the way people park their cars everywhere. I mean, one of the benefits of driving an SUV is that it can climb pavements. So we have cars on pavements, you have cars on roundabouts, you have cars, you know, everywhere. I mean, if there was no gravity, there would be cars on ceilings and roofs. I mean, what is this thing with Muslims and cars? I don't understand. It's much better to take a taxi and go and or walk to the masjid and maybe even cycle to the masjid. It's good for, you know, all of us with big guts to cycle to the masjid instead of driving a car. But we drive cars to the masjid, we park them wrong, then we get into arguments and fights with people who are talking sense, who try to tell us to park properly. We throw our weight around on whoever is the, you know, parking lot attendant or somebody. You want to show that parking lot attendant how big and powerful you are, that you have no sense to first of all park the car wrongly, and then you have even less sense that you don't want to change the parking and park it properly. What kind of thing is this? And this is in Ramadan. Now that is when shaitans are chained, and when all of these things. I mean, see, the thing is, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another place, he said, Allah does not need your fasting. Allah does not need you to be hungry and thirsty if that's the only thing that is happening in your fasting. So we must be very clear that we change our manners. We stop making riba. We stop bad talking and slandering people. We stop wasting time. We stop looking at useless things. How many people, you know, thanks to the World Cup happening in Brazil, how many of us are spending our nights watching, you know, 22 stupid people kicking a ball around the field and make that into a multi-billion dollar business? And how many of us are taking advantage of the nights of Ramadan in tahajjud and in reciting and reading of the Quran and reflecting? I mean, really, really seriously, people, give some thought to this thing. We can't live our lives like this, like moronic robots, where we just keep doing one part of the thing and we forget everything else. Manners are, akhlaq is the key. Akhlaq is the key to winning hearts. Akhlaq is the key to building relationships, to influencing. Akhlaq is the key to leadership. And one of the biggest things is to ensure that we keep our mouth shut. Silence is the fence around wisdom.
Silence is the fence around wisdom. It keeps, if you don't say it, you can't be blamed. I mean, that's one of the basic principles of life. If you keep your mouth shut, you can't be blamed, right? At the most, people might think you are stupid, but then don't open your mouth and prove their point. So really, seriously, let us make a sincere effort to improve our manners. If we have, in this course of this month, if we have offended somebody, go and seek forgiveness. Don't send a whole message to all your contact list on WhatsApp and say, please make me maaf, my South African brothers, please make me maaf. If you don't make the wrong comment, you don't have to ask for make maaf. So please don't do these things. I mean, ensure that if you have hurt somebody, go to that person, speak to him personally and ask for his forgiveness, and make sure that you park your cars properly, that you ensure that when you go for Tarawih, that you are not a source of nuisance for other people. Make sure that you do all the right things. All of those are as important as going for the Nafil Salah. Please understand, praying Tarawih is Nafil. Praying Tarawih is nafil, but cursing a brother is haram. Parking your car in such a way that it inconveniences people, that it creates a nuisance, this is prohibited. So why do you do something, in order to do something nafil, you are indulging in something which is haram. Please do not do this. Ensure that you park your cars properly, ensure that you behave properly, ensure that you talk to people properly, ensure that you don't offend people, and listen to this khutbah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over and over again, point by point, and then let us reflect and see how much of these things we have in our own lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.